and fell victim to some simple country snake girl he underestimated. You have no mighty magical blade, just good castle-forged steel. And now, you do not have even that.
It is hopeless to oppose me. You have nothing to gain in defiance. And I am offering you sex, delights, a family. Please, be my first, my last, my only. Impregnate me so that your strong seed will bring forth daughters we can be proud of, worthy of ruling after me. And I can sweeten the deal. We will leave today, immediately, returning all to how it was. Laborers freed, supply lines cut. We will take our husbands home with us. No man we bring with us will be anything other than blissfully happy with his lot in life. How is it heroic to oppose that?
She is removing her silken robe, untying the sash at her waist. Her body is still low to the floor, and after your failed surprise attack, she once more humbled herself low. Now she is removing her hairpins and loosing her long, white hair. She throws everything to the ground, and only then rises up to her full height, slowly becoming more and more nude as her ceremonial garb flutters away in front of you. Her red, slit-pupiled eyes bore into yours. In the corner, you hear the broken groaning of defeated men, and then the slithering of more snake girls approaching. You know the men will shortly be pleasured, married, and brought home to whatever place the snake girls have chosen. But by now, you only have eyes for the queen.